When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up, we have stories about wedding day scandals, birthday dinner drama, terrible fathers, airports, drunkenness, wedding photo mishaps, secret family wealth, texting boundaries, and you know it, spicy stories and cake stories. Am I the Askinaut for sleeping with my frenemy on my wedding day? I can't imagine how this would be okay, ever. For reference, this happened about 5 years ago, but I was confronted about it recently. I'm a very boring person, and this was literally the only dramatic thing that has ever happened to me in my life. 6 years ago, my fiancé proposed to me. I was thrilled. We planned a beautiful, intimate wedding. I've always gotten along with his friends and family. His mother adores me. We've disagreed, but we didn't argue. We found ways to resolve our problems. Inside and out, we are a great couple. I never thought he would literally leave me at the altar. Our families, friends, and even the officiator kept trying to reassure me, but almost 2 hours after the ceremony was supposed to start, I got a call saying he got cold feet and didn't want to get married. Okay, now it's starting to make a little more sense. He wanted to get more out of life before being tied down. I'm feeling like my life is going to be over by marrying you, so I don't want my life to be over yet. If that's the viewpoint you have on marriage in general, or your partner, yeah, it's probably best not to get married. I did some things I'm not proud of. I begged my mom to get me out of the dress, and I tore the stupid thing. I left the wedding after everyone kept looking at me with pitying eyes. I fended off a lot of calls from friends and family telling them I was fine and I didn't want to talk. Here's the thing I was called an asshole for. I have a frenemy. We've known each other since middle school. He's always been a class clown bully. I was not attractive growing up, and he would jokingly flirt with me and try to annoy me as much as possible. He never really grew out of either of those things. So when he called to check up on me, or really to rub it in my face, that I was dating a loser who dumped me on my wedding day, he asked if I wanted to hook up with him. I said yes, because my life was ruined anyway. What could be worse? He picked me up, and we slept together. This dude, that pickup line actually worked. I don't know how, but it worked. He is the second person I have ever been with, the first being my fiancé. It wasn't religious, I just saw it as special that we were each other's first and only. My fiancé evidently didn't feel the same. I blocked my fiancé, as did the rest of my family. His mom profusely apologized and said his late father would never have approved of what he did. My now ex-fiancé contacted me recently. He wanted closure, he said. He apologized for ghosting me, but immediately said that it didn't justify me sleeping with someone else the night of our wedding. I told him it wasn't a healthy thing to do, but I've gotten comments from his friends that I acted badly, and they would have left me too. I don't even know what I did wrong. Am I the Askinaut?
What?
So now, wait, you don't get to leave somebody at the altar and then condemn their behavior for the partying that they did to cope with your assholery. You don't get to leave somebody at the altar and then be like, yeah, you really shouldn't have did what you did when you were, yeah, after I did what I shouldn't have did. You're not in a position to judge anyone, sir. Not at all. Also, he waited 5 years to be like, hey, I'm looking for some closure and I feel really bad about what I did, but you should feel worse about what you did. He didn't want closure. He either just recently found out about it and decided he was going to call you just to rub salt into the wound or try to resurrect these feelings that you had on this day. You're not proud of it, but your relationship was over. Here's a quick poll. If somebody leaves their partner at the altar, is that relationship done? Or do the parameters of a normal relationship still apply? I don't think she cheated on her fiance. When he left her at the altar, it was f***ing over. All bets are off. He has no claim to say she can and can't do jack f***ing shit at that point. He lost his ability to have input on her life, period. Now, obviously she feels bad about it, or she regrets it, not because she thinks that she she did something to harm their relationship. There was no relationship. It was over. So, OP, NTA. NTA, now your twat of an ex-fiance, I'm putting right here. Because not only did he do what he did, instead of thinking through, you know, he doesn't want to be tied down, and waited till you were actually standing at the altar to make this decision, which is a dick move, 100%. Him calling you 5 years later to be like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Okay. Okay, buddy. Okay. Okay. You get this for that. Not you. Not you, OP. Ex-fiance. Leave you at the altar, guy. Am I the astronaut for telling my friend not to come if she's bringing her kid? One of my nearly 30 friends put together a get together at a restaurant for my birthday. Time out. Somebody who says nearly 30 is like not, you know, a lot of people, 30 is like the people never want to say they're 30. They would, most people would be like 29. I'm 29, but this person is like nearly 30. So I think it says something. The place has a bar where we're going to be hanging out. The plan was to get a bit tipsy and order appetizers. My husband and I have a 3-year-old, but we're hiring a babysitter for the night. We rented out a private room with a bar. My other friend, Missy, has a 5-year-old daughter. She mentioned she was going to bring her. I offered to pay my babysitter extra to watch her daughter. Missy said no because her daughter is in daycare all day and she doesn't want her to have to then be with a sitter. I said, I understand, but I don't think it's appropriate for her to come. One, I know our group. We're going to get rowdy and I don't want to censor myself. Two, Missy's daughter is like a lot of 5-year-olds. She doesn't sit still, wants to run all over the place. Missy admits she doesn't bring her out to restaurants much because she doesn't know how to act. But I also know Missy and will just sort of let her as she's very permissive. Okay. I spoke to my friend who put it together and said, I don't want any kids there. There's a reason I got a sitter for my own kid. That friend agreed and told Missy not to bring her daughter. Missy has now thrown a fit and says she's not coming. I said, I completely understand. There are events I have missed because I don't want to leave my daughter, and the group understands as we all have kids. I told Missy I'd be glad to have a play date or lunch another time with our kids so we can still hang out. I told Missy I can't stop her from coming to the restaurant, but we absolutely will not allow her to come into the private room. She's very hurt that we're excluding her. Am I the astronaut for not wanting a kid at my party and telling my friend she can't come if she brings her? Also, it's relevant. Missy didn't pay for the rented room. Two of my other friends did as a gift to me. So it's not as if I'm telling her she can't come to something she paid for. No, you are not the asshole for this. Also, your friend's response here, Missy's response of I am so hurt. You all are excluding me. Also, I have no plans of telling my daughter to sit still. She's got the I'll just take my ball and go home kind of mentality. So you kind of get where a lot of the 5-year-old's behavior comes from, right? This is not you excluding anybody. This is you making a general rule. This is an adult party. There's not going to be anybody there to watch kids. So either Missy's going to come, she's going to do a good job of parenting her child, and she's going to be sitting there and be the only sober person amongst a group full of drunks, and nobody has fun being that person, or she doesn't come. Or she takes you up on your offer and lets your sitter watch her. I understand. So this is guilt. She's letting guilt drive the boat right now, and that, as a parent, I understand when that happens. She doesn't want to be away from her daughter, but she can't do both things. She can't be like there having quality time with her daughter and having quality time with you at your friends at the party. She can't feasibly do both of those things anyway. So she'd be doing neither. It would be non-quality time that her daughter isn't gaining anything by going to this party. She wouldn't be gaining anything by the quality time that she'd be having with her daughter or the time that she'd be having with you or your friends, because one eye would be on her kid. Maybe she'd gain nothing by trying to do both. So it's either she chooses one or the other, and you chose for her because she couldn't be adult enough to be like, yeah, I understand what you mean. Now, the one thing that I think might have been a bit unnecessary in here is when you said, I can't prevent you from coming to the restaurant, but I absolutely will not allow you in the room. That was a little harsh, unless that was a rebuttal to her saying, well, what if I just show up with my kid? If she said some shit like that, yeah, absolutely. Somebody's going to be the appointed bouncer. Who's not going to let the kid in. But you, this is your party. It's a kid-free party. That's the bottom line. She can be shitty about it all she wants. She can think that you were targeting her all she wants. And if that's how she wants to behave, you know, childish, and then she can just stay home and not have a choice to come. Or, you know, she could grow the fuck up and say, you know what? I understand. I get it. I'm not going to have a good time if I bring my kid there anyway. And everyone else is going to have less of a good time because they're going to be trying to help me keep an eye on my kid or being careful or whatever. And yeah, I should just let your sitter watch her. Thank you for that generous offer. Let's go party and have fun. But instead, she decided to drop trow and take a big shit on everything. Because if she couldn't be there to ruin the party, by God, she was going to try to shit on it and ruin it beforehand. It's one heck of a friend. This Missy kind of seems like one of the people who, and I know you know who we're talking about. There are people who will bring their kids to functions and immediately, as soon as they walk in the door, like check out as a parent and just assume that everybody else, the village, is going to watch their kids for them. Don't be that person. Nobody wants to go to an event so that they can be the parents to your child. Like, they may play with your kid. They may have fun with your kid. They may entertain them. But you're still the parent. You're still the one that has to be there to parent them. There are a lot of people who will just be like, ah, good. I like to go to things so I don't have to be a parent for a while. It's not how it works. And that's why you stop getting invited to things. Am I the Askinart for wanting to expose my sister to her husband after she confessed to my husband on her wedding day? Sorry for the confusing title. I didn't know how to word it any other way. I, 24 female, have been married to my husband, 27 male, for about 2 years. My sister, 26 female, and her husband, 26 male, are high school sweethearts. My sister and I have always been close. Despite the small age gap, she acted like my second mother, so I never doubted her in anything. Let's call her Jane. My husband, let's call him Bob, and I met at uni. I was 20 and he was 23. He excelled in academics, sports, and looks, and was well known around campus because of that. So obviously I had a crush on him. Jane also attended the same uni. Because I was new, she included me in her big circle of friends, and he was a part of that. I never made a move because I respected Jane and her friends. I didn't want to cause any trouble or make things awkward. She meant the world to me. Eventually, though, Bob and I became close friends. I grew to like him more. I also noticed that Jane rarely interacted with him, which was odd considering she was close to almost everyone in her circle, but I never said anything. I did end up telling her that I liked him, though. She told me not to get my hopes up because he wasn't interested in any relationship. I was crushed, but tried to see him as a friend. He ended up confessing to me on my 21st birthday, and we began dating, which obviously resulted in marriage, and here we are now. During the entire time we were dating, Jane started to distance herself from me. We did have a talk about it when Bob and I first started dating, and I told her I'd break up with him if she wasn't comfortable with it, considering he's her friend, but she rejected the idea. She hugged me and said she was happy for me, so I took her words for it. She still distanced herself, though. Her husband, boyfriend at the time, we'll call him Jim, he didn't attend uni, but his dad had a small construction business that he works for. Jim's a good man. He did everything for Jane, but due to our culture, women can't leave the family house until marriage, so Jane and I still lived with our parents then. So when Jim had saved up enough money to buy a house, he proposed to Jane, and she said yes. Fast forward a year, and Bob proposed. I said yes. Up until now, all Jane had done was distance herself from me, but when I sat my family down and told them the news, she cried. I thought she was crying from happiness until my mom told me I should have taken my sister's feelings into consideration before telling them. It was odd. It seemed like no one was happy. My mom took Jane to her room, but my dad stayed. He told me that Jane was having a hard time with Jim. I believed them. Since then, Jane distanced herself more from me. When I tried speaking to her, she'd reply curtly. And when I brought it up with my mom, she said that she's going through a hard time, so I shouldn't make it worse, so I left it alone. That was until Bob confessed that Jane had been texting him consistently for the past few weeks. He showed me the text. She'd ask if she could call or meet him. She'd also attempt to text him late at night. The last one was when she sent him photos of her in revealing dresses and asked him to choose the prettiest. That's when he decided to tell me about it. Before anyone says anything, no, Bob didn't lead her on. His texts were dry, and frankly, if I wasn't so upset with my sister, I'd say rude. He felt uncomfortable, but decided to put up with it because she was my sister. He also admitted that Jane had confessed to him years ago, but he had rejected her. Oof. It felt like everything was falling into place when he told me that. I was so hurt by her. I immediately confronted her when I got home. I thought she'd at least be ashamed, but she said that I stole him from her. What's worse is that my mom sided with her. Okay. Good job, Mom. I've always had a feeling she was my mom's favorite, but she was my favorite too. It made sense that everyone loved Jane. I loved her too, but she betrayed me in the worst way possible. She even said she hated me and didn't want to see me again. No one sided with me, so I packed my things and left. My dad told me that I shouldn't leave because it's not appropriate for an unmarried girl to leave her parents' house. My mom even called me a whore for leaving to go to Bob's place. That hurt a lot. It took a long time for me to get over what they did. When I think about it, it still stings. Bob and I lived together before marriage. I also cut contact with my family, and Bob and I got married without inviting anyone from my side, aside from a few close relatives. It was a lovely wedding, by the way. But a week ago, my cousin told me Jane had her wedding. I guess she went ahead with it. Today, though, Bob showed me a message he got on Instagram from her. He hadn't seen it because it was in the request section, but it dated back to a week ago. She confessed to him again and told him she'd make him happier than me if he gave her a chance to. I am upset, really upset. He screenshotted it and blocked her and asked if it was okay to send it to Jim, but I said no. I don't know why. Jim deserves better, but I just don't want to deal with her anymore. I can't take it. Please tell me what to do. What advice would you give? I want to move on, but I also feel so guilty for keeping this away from Jim. However, I don't want this to blow up in my face, especially when Bob and I have been living so peacefully now. Edit! Thank you all for the solid advice, both on this post and my other post. I think deep down, I was still attached to the family who raised me, especially my sister. Your comments have given me a reality check. For those asking what I meant by this blowing up in my face, I know my sister. I'm afraid she'll come to my house with my mom and escalate things to the point that police are needed. But I also understand that she'll keep harassing my husband and ruining Jim's life further if we keep quiet. I took your advice and told Bob that he could contact Jim if he wanted. He said he'll think about it, so I'm leaving it at that for now. Personally, knowing his personality, he probably already sent it to Jim, even after I said no, but I'll wait to see what happens. Thanks again. If anything happens, I'll update. In this position, your sister is is a hot mess. Sister is an absolute mess. For her to say, hug, I'm happy for you, and then say, how could you do this to me? I never want to see you again. And pull mom into it to the point that she calls you a whore. This isn't just about her. This is parents being enablers and choosing her and just letting her run amok. Letting her run amok and completely ruin their relationship with you to the point that they didn't even get invited to the wedding. And here she is getting ready to marry this guy who obviously is second place to her, if even that, and is still contacting your husband saying that she could make him happier. And going all the way back to uni, she said that don't get your hopes up because he's not interested in a relationship. Obviously, she had a way of knowing that because she had already tried. So she blessed it then. She blessed it when she said that she was happy for you in this relationship and gave you a hug. And it wasn't until you announced that you were getting married that she had the breakdown and your family became divided. And by divided, I mean they all backed her. Her completely unsubstantiated claim that you stole him from her. We shall name her Galactus, Devourer of Worlds. She's going to leave a wake of destruction in her path that is going to make everyone around her that is still connected to her in any way, shape, or form miserable forever. Stay no contact with this biznatch, with this bizzo, with this bizzo, who, by the way, is also Dilulu, thinking that she can just message your now husband and he's going to what? Just be like, oh, okay, she sent me an Instagram message and said that she'd treat me better than you, so I guess I'm going over to her house now. I guess I'm going to marry her. You and I need to get a divorce. She said she'd treat me better. Bishes Dilulu. It's the saddest part of this is that the parents took her side, mom especially, right? Dad, it sounds like he's going to flow whichever direction that mom chooses. But her calling you what she called you and just choosing her without even having a discussion with you to be like, okay, what's actually going on here? Because then you could have explained that she blessed this multiple times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She is... She's going to have a miserable life. So, yes, Jim he deserves to know. He absolutely deserves to know. Any of us put ourselves in his shoes and we would want to know. But their wedding's already happened. maybe it's soon enough for them to get an annulment and for him to save at least part of the pain that he's going to inevitably go through. But no, you are not the asshole here at all. Jim deserves to know. I understand that you think by being any part of him finding out, it's going to blow up in your face, and you're probably right. You're going to be the devil that has ruined her life. No matter what you do, everything you do is about ruining her life, because everything revolves around her, right? So yeah, just prepare for that. I think the more no contact you go with everyone, and I would include blocking your mom, your dad, everybody who has taken her side, I would just block them. No contact, 100%. GTFO, fam. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Here we go. Here's the update. Hi, just wanted to make a small update. As I thought, Bob had already sent the message to Jim even when I told him not to. He also screen recorded the message to prove that it came from her account, which I didn't know he did. At least one of us is smart. Anyway, I won't go into too much detail, but Jim didn't reply until last night. He called Bob and they had a long chat. Apparently, when Jim confronted Jane, she tried to blame Bob for coming on to her. They had a fight and she left to stay with her parents. Shocking. I know a lot of you told me to send the screenshot to my parents. I did. I sent it to my dad, not my mom. Good call. I'm sorry, but I still can't find the strength to talk to her, and I don't think I ever will. My dad said he and mom will deal with it and to not tell anybody what Jane did. Are you f***ing kidding me? I feel worse now for even thinking he'd side with me, LOL. For anyone wondering whether Bob sent Jim the old messages from Jane from years ago, he didn't. He bought a new phone right after we cut contact, so he doesn't have those anymore. I don't know if Jim will divorce or annul Jane, but he told Bob not to contact him anymore, so I think we did our parts already. Thankfully, she hasn't come to my house, but I did take your advice about installing cameras. We'll be doing that next week. Thank you all for the help. You guys were right. Bob is my new family, so I'm not going to think about Jane or my parents anymore. We're having dinner at his parents tonight, so I'm rushing writing this, LOL. Thank you again. I hope y'all have a great day. What kind of piece of shit parents do you have here, OP? They're screaming enablers. Screaming enablers.
Yeah, that's real bad. Just don't tell anybody about it. We don't want anybody to know what a piece of shit she is, because she's still got a lot of other lives to ruin out there, okay?
And Jim, I don't know what Jim's play here is, asking you guys to not contact him anymore. I'm like, does that mean they're going to try to work on this?
Does that mean he's going to stay?
Surely he had some idea of who she was already, but
you know, there's a big difference between somebody being a dramatic pain in the ass and somebody being a cheating, dramatic pain in the ass. There's a big difference.
Hopefully, Jim does not stay with her. And the parent, your parents, OP, I'm so sorry that you have to deal with this. Never talked to those gods again, ever. Ever. All they do is bring you harm. This is one of those zero is greater than negative one situations where even by talking to your dad, all it did was bring more negativity to your life. You felt completely unsupported. And all he did was cover for your DeLulu sister. They've made their choice. So yes, no contact for life. They will regret it. In about 5 years, when you've got a wee little tot running around, they're going to be like, oh, we'd really like to reconcile and smooth things over. Oh, your sister's still living here, by the way. She's had 3 failed marriages to this point because she can't keep herself from texting other people's husbands.
Shaking my head at sister here, just shaking my head. Disappointed.
Yeah, sister also gets this. Mom and dad have their favorite daughter that can do no wrong. Yeah, it's really funny that she's doing a lot of shit wrong, though, right?
They're like, oh, don't tell anybody. Please don't tell anybody. Please don't tell anybody.
This story is titled, Am I the Asshole for Giving Up My Small Business? And it's from the AITA subreddit. I-25 female started my small business baking custom cakes when I was 19 years old. I've had mediocre success, gotten a few high-value customers, and had a bunch of repeat customers. I love baking. It's my creative outlet and takes me away from the stress of studying/work. I'm currently studying law. Over the past 6 years, my dad has constantly thrown away my baking stuff, pans, packaging, ingredients, etc.
Oh, thrown it away?
He's even broken stuff before. We've constantly told him to stop, and I've had so many breakdowns with my boyfriend every time my stuff got thrown away or damaged because it would be over £1,000 worth of stuff, including sentimental items that I was gifted. Not £1,000, like currency, not weight. Just clarifying. Hit a high yesterday when my brother accidentally melted my acrylic cake scraper and some other tools. My dad gave me a tiny cupboard in the kitchen. We had a house extension in which my dad made our kitchen the size of a corridor, despite his brothers and sisters telling him to renovate the kitchen to actually accommodate me and help me out. My stuff doesn't all fit in that cupboard, naturally, so I often leave some stuff on the counter. My dad shoves it all in the oven, which damages the oven. He's done this before, and we had to buy a new one. My brother turned on the oven to preheat it without emptying it first. Complete mistake, and I don't blame him for doing that, but I told him he needs to be more careful. I can't find the same one, and I was shattered because it was gifted to me by a famous baker who helped me out from when I started baking. I'm now just done. I don't have the mental energy to carry on these arguments and everything. I don't have the money to keep replacing everything he's thrown away and broken. It just doesn't make logical sense to carry on. My boyfriend and my mom are upset at this decision. My mom has constantly helped me out, helps me clean up, and is my number one supporter and biggest fan. My boyfriend admires the fact that I've got this little side business and has spent the last 4 years helping me grow it and helping me elevate it, even buying the domain and building the website. I told them both I'm done, and they just can't see where I'm coming from at all. So Reddit, am I the asshole for giving up on my small business? Do your mom and boyfriend here not know what your dad is doing? This is constant sabotage by your father. You're 25 now. I understand that you're staying in their house, but if these are actual items that you own and he is actively throwing them out or destroying them, isn't that destruction of property? Would you have a case, like a legal case for this? Or because it's happening in his home, he has the right to destroy it, throw it out? Do they know that he's constantly sabotaging this? And why is he doing this? What does he hate about it so much? Is it him thinking that, oh no, I think she's going to get distracted doing this and not give her all to law school and not become the lawyer that I always wanted her to be? And because of that risk is just saying, I'm just going to throw him out. It's possible. Is he an attorney? I'm guessing he's an attorney if she's going to law school, and he definitely doesn't want her to get distracted and probably sees a lot of promise with how this business has grown and is just getting rid of a potential distraction here. Meg's world. Yeah, I'd definitely talk to mom and the boyfriend here and be like, here's why. They can't see where she's coming from at all. So they definitely don't understand it. Put it on paper. See, this is the amount of all the shit that he's thrown away. These are all the things that he does to make it as difficult as possible. I would say, you know, at 25, keep your business, lose the dad, move out. I understand that makes it a lot more difficult financially, because then you got to have your own space. If you're doing this, you have to have a larger kitchen, if not be renting a commercial kitchen. There are a lot of things there, but remove the threat. And the threat right now is your dad. Find a way to take him out of the equation. I don't mean take him out. I mean, take him out of the equation where he can't damage your business that he's actively doing here. And then, don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. It's your choice because it's your business. But I am urging you not to give up on it here. I think having a side hustle all the time is great. Ask mom if she could sue her dad for the cost of damages. Daughter of a programmer, professional artist here. Some cannot see a creative career as sustainable. I get it. And if her dad is an attorney and she's pre-law or she's in law school right now, that makes a lot of sense why he would want to be treating this as a distraction. I'm not saying I condone it at all. I don't, because it's ridiculous. Also, having legal training and starting your own business is entirely beneficial. Like that training she's getting right now on the legal side of things is going to be beneficial to her as she grows this business to scaled levels here. And it doesn't mean she has to give up on that. She doesn't have to give up on being a lawyer. If she grows this business to the point that she can actually bring people in, like hire people to run the day-to-day operations on it, she can still have it. It could still be her baby. She could grow this thing to something monstrous, but he keeps snuffing it out. And that is not okay. This is dad. Dad's an ass gone one. Real big piece of shit. And for him to not even say, look, this is why I'm doing this, just to do it over and over again, and throw everything in the oven, knowing full well that there is a large risk of somebody turning that oven on and ruining everything. He clearly doesn't give a shit, because the alternative is he's going to throw it away. Why would you not want to support your child's growing business? And by support, I mean, just don't harm it. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to just stay out of the way, Dad. She could be a bigger success with her baking company than she could be as an attorney. It may not happen as quickly, but she has all kinds of opportunities here. And the fact that he's not even willing to see it when this is her passion, it's something she actually enjoys doing, is on him. It's entirely on him. And if it's something that helps her de-stress, why would you mess with it, Erica? Yeah, he sees it as a risk. That's the vibe I'm getting from it right now. So, no. Am I the astronaut for giving up my small business? Yeah, it not to anyone else. So, NTA, not an astronaut to anyone else, but to yourself, for sure. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say a three to yourself here, because you should do this differently. The only negative that you have going against this business is your father. That's it. It's the only negative thing. Everyone else has been supporting it. You've been growing this business. You have an established online presence. You have an established clientele. The only thorn in all of this is your dad. So I'm saying just think about it differently. Now, what probably is happening here is that if dad is paying for law school, he's removing distractions because he doesn't want you to be distracted and fail at the law school thing. But him to not have an adult conversation with you and to still treat you like a child and just throw your shit away, that is a him problem. Chances are, if you try to leave or try to, you know, remove him as the threat from the situation by leaving or baking in a different kitchen or something like that, he's going to threaten to pull funding for law school, and then he's going to have you hostage. So I know you have a lot to weigh here, but think about it differently. I wouldn't be so quick to give up. And I say quick, I know it's been a 6-year journey here, but I wouldn't give up just yet. Not yet. See if there's a way to remove the threat before you just throw your hands up and say, I'm done. This story is from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Astronaut for Refusing to Help My Dad's Wife with Their Baby and Saying I Am Not Her Helper? Dad and I, 17 male, do not have a good relationship. When my mom was sick with cancer, my dad was out cheating on her, and he left me to take care of my younger siblings, 12 female and 11 male. He even let me catch him with 2 different women during that time, and my mom was on hospice, so it was really difficult not to say anything, but I was so overwhelmed and scared that saying the wrong thing would take her from us sooner. Wow! Kid's not dealing with enough! This was 4 years ago, and I never forgave him for what he put me through. I told him before that I never want to be like him when I grow up, and he's no role model for me. I also called him a failure as a husband and a father. He was pissed at being called a failure as a father, but when his 3 kids needed him the most, he wasn't there. Instead, he was screwing women on the side. He also said he loved my mom and never wanted me to say he was all bad as her husband. I said I found it so hard to believe, and he would never convince me that he actually loved her. I was still mostly in charge after my mom died, but eventually my siblings started to pick up some skills, so I wasn't basically doing it all. It really helped and made us regular siblings again instead of me being almost dad. But it was also tough because they're really young, and I hated that they were forced to grow up so fast. Losing mom did that anyway. Dad met someone a couple of years ago, and he introduced her to us last year, and it took only a few weeks for her to move in. Then suddenly she's pregnant and they raced to get married. My dad's wife tried to involve my siblings and me in her pregnancy excitement, but I wasn't excited and I don't think they were either. I'm pretty sure we all avoided her as much as we could. The baby was born in December and she has been reaching out to me to help pretty often, but I don't help her. I check in on my siblings when I can, but other than that, I focus on me. I know biologically that the baby is my half-sibling, but I don't care. I don't see them as a sibling, and I'm not planning to bond with them or keep them in my life once I'm in college. I won't speak to dad either, just my siblings. Recently, dad's wife has been pressing more for my help, and the other day she asked me why I could be such a great big brother to my other siblings, but I have never even held her baby or cooed over her baby. She told me she sees me do so much for my siblings and knows I was the person who helped them through when my mom was sick and then when she died. She told me she figured I would want the same for her baby. I told her it wasn't my job to help and get her husband to help if she needed it. She told me she wanted her baby to be accepted, and none of us had accepted the baby yet. None of us had interacted with the baby yet. She said it's not fair and she needs help. I told her I'm not her helper and she needs to hire someone if she wants the help, or again, get dad. But I won't be doing anything for her or her baby. She called me disgusting. Am I the Askinaut? Relevant info from OP's comments. OP mentioned that his dad's wife knows what his dad did to his late wife, OP's mother. She doesn't care and actually defends the dad. OP doesn't consider the new baby his family and doesn't think that will change. He cares for his siblings because he feels that is what his mother would have wanted. So the question was, am I the Askinosh for refusing to help my dad's wife with their baby and saying I'm not her helper? No, hell no. I think Lady Van Lendingham, I agree with you on this. The baby is innocent. However, you cannot force OP into this. You can't force a blended family. You sure as shit cannot force kids from a blended family to be your enlisted help when you have a new baby. You don't get to do that. She said it's not fair and she needs help. So this is borderline like parentification. She trying to get them to do work, but she got with him and made the assumption that the three kids that existed that he had would just become her little helpers. You don't get to assume that. You earn trust. You don't just get it automatically. And this all goes back to dad, right? Dad fafoed for real and destroyed the relationship he had with his oldest. And now that he's starting a new family, you don't even hear anything about him trying to force things in here. Once he got married to new wife and she had a baby, dad disappeared. And it's just new wife at home with the baby and her trying to get the other kids to jump in and help with things. You can't force that on them. You can nurture it in a positive way. You can breadcrumb to it. You can lead them to it, but it has to be a positive nurturing experience. It cannot be, hey, y'all get over here and help. You get over here and help because I saw you help with your other younger siblings and I want that for mine. I'm sure you do, but it doesn't just happen automatically. You don't inherit that because you married my dad. Also, you condone the shit that he did, which affected my whole life. So what do you expect to happen here? No, you're NTA, OP. You have every right to refuse to help. You're not the helper. If she needs help, that's on her to figure it out. It's a blended family, too. So what would she do if the man she married didn't have kids? She'd have to get help from elsewhere, right? The attitude of the people who they aren't even like asking in a nice way. She's saying, I see you do this for other people. Why don't you do it for me? That's not asking nicely. That's not, you know, trying to build a relationship. That's just trying to make somebody feel guilty. She's trying to guilt you into doing it. She's not even asking nice about it. So no, hell no. Why is it daddy the helper? For sure. Dad just like ghosted from the whole picture as soon as new wife had a baby here. Not even talked about. Oh, Kimby says the dad is probably getting the next person pregnant. Yeah, new wife was, she defended dad's actions when he cheated on OP's mom while she was in hospice. She defended it. So, okay. You support his actions that caused me all kinds of trauma and problems. And I had to be the dad for my younger siblings because of that. So, cool. Now you're lumped in with him and you and I will never talk again. No relationship, no contact. I'm here for my siblings and that's it. You can't force anything beyond that. This story is from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Askinosh for telling my brother he's single because he's pathetic and a walking red flag? A little harsh, maybe deserved, we'll find out. My 32 female brother, Carl, 27 male, was spoiled for 8 years because he almost died. The short version, he was very sick and spent months at a time in the hospital as a kid, and both my parents and extended family gave him everything he wanted because he wasn't expected to live past 9 years old. Medical science did save his life, but it took a couple of years for everyone to stop spoiling him. My father admitted it was just a habit, but once he realized the negative impact it had on me and the entitlement of Carl, things changed immediately. My mother is to this day the only holdout. Obviously, Carl hated that he was being told no for everything. Everyone expected him to just adjust over time, but he never did. He even told a therapist that he'd never cooperate because he was right and everyone else is wrong. Carl is extremely intelligent, but he's lazy and arrogant. He had to repeat senior year of high school because he refused to do any work. He refused to go to community college because he believed that he knew more than the professors. He refused to get a job until he was 24 because he felt that all the jobs short of CEO were beneath him. Whenever my dad tried to do something about this attitude, like taking away my dad's credit card so Carl could no longer just buy takeout every day, my mother immediately undermined my dad. Lots of red flags, but that's a big one. Mom undermining dad. Carl doesn't cook or clean. He doesn't even pay rent. And over the last 5 years, he started viewing women as subservient to men. Okay.
Carl.
It's caused massive damage to his relationship with my dad. Carl still lives with my dad, and when I visit, we occasionally talk. Last time I visited, Carl complained that every girl he's taking out has ghosted him. I asked for information on the dates, where they went, what they talked about, etc., and he mentioned that they get weird as soon as he says his life plan is to inherit my dad's house and have his wife be a stay-at-home wife while he works. I told him that might be because he's 27 and making minimum wage. His plan is to never actually be an adult. My dad also told him that if he passed, I'd inherit the house because I know how to pay bills. I said I'd have to charge Carl rent if he stayed, or I'd have to move in. Carl said that ruined his life plan because he was supposed to get everything since I'm getting married and my husband should control me. I'll give you another red flag for that, sir. I snapped. I told him the reason he's getting ghosted is because he's pathetic, a walking red flag, and no woman disrespects themselves enough to be with a loser like him. Nice work, OP. He started screaming that I'm an asshole. My dad understands that what I said is true, but that I should have been less blunt. My mother keeps calling to demand I apologize for insulting Carl. I do want him to change and grow, so I feel I was wrong in calling him a loser and pathetic. I stand by the red flag part firmly. Am I the asknot? Edit! Some info I didn't think to include. My parents are separated. Mom lives 150 miles away with her sisters. I live with bipolar disorder, and my father and I have tried getting Carl to just get evaluated or speak to a doctor, but he says he's not defective like I am. The only reason my dad hasn't given Carl the boot is because he did get a job when dad threatened to kick him out if he didn't. My dad even set up an account for Carl for his savings, the goal being that he saves up enough to get an apartment and have a cushion, and dad has access to it. He will only start charging rent if Carl blows his savings on a non-emergency. So the question here is, am I the asknot for telling my brother he's single because he's pathetic and a walking red flag? Hell no, because it's true. And pain creates change. He has to change at some point. What is going to create enough pain in his life to not be? What in his life is going to cause enough pain for him to not be a piece of shit, Brozo? Also, I think it's fantastic that he only recently got a job because everything below the title of CEO was beneath him. This is a DeLulu level of entitlement. And yes, everybody knows how it happened, right? Everybody knows how it happened. He's the medical miracle, the boy who lived. But there was a course correction after they realized he was going to have a full life ahead of him. For everyone but mom. And mom lives 150 miles away, but still managed to call OP up and be like, you've insulted Carl.
Carl?
Something is going to happen in this guy's life to cause him enough pain to eventually someday change, or he's going to live the most lonely, miserable excuse for a life that anyone could. And that is going to be his penance for this. That is going to be his punishment for being who he is. He's going to have a hard enough life because of who he is. He may not realize it, but he's going to be lonely as hell. You saying what you said, in my opinion, was like throwing him a freaking life preserver. It is trying to save him from having a miserable life. I think this is the right thing to do for him. You created some pain for him. Of course, you're the asshole for that. According to him, none of the things that you said are true, but he's going to keep running into this. And eventually one of those women that he's trying to date, he's going to say the wrong thing to, and they're going to unload on him too. He's going to have to hear it from enough people that he respects, which is the problem. He doesn't respect anyone else. So maybe mommy telling him is the only thing that will ever sink through, but he doesn't respect anybody enough to value their opinion. So it's gonna take frequency. It's gonna take a lot of times of this happening and him being told that he's a piece of shit to finally be like, oh wait, I might be a piece of shit, or he's just gonna live a very miserable life. But no, you are NTA for this OP, mom for continuing to coddle him. Oh, he's 27 now. Carl's 27. Mom for not realizing that her approach needed to change because he wasn't gonna live just 9 years. He's gonna be a grown ass man now at 27 years old, still acting like an entitled, spoiled little shit of a child. She's gonna have to come around too, or she doesn't, and she just leaves this planet with him being this way, and then it's even more painful for him. So this is partially her fault too for sticking to her guns and continuing to coddle him, but he's going to have to encounter enough pain to prompt that change. Dad is still coddling him too. Tina, you're right. And not to the degree that mom is, but he still is to a point, and that's not helping him. This is the morphine approach, right? They're solving their own short-term pain by not forcing the painful change that needs to come. They are serving themselves here. They're not serving his long-term happiness. And as a parent, that's a fail. They don't see that yet because they're focused on the short-term pain. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again.